Desanga. Today is the December 13, 2009. We are in Lohamlet at Dhamma Nectar Temple, the Meditation Hall Assembly of the Star, and during a winter retreat. A winter retreat 2009-2010. Maybe among Maybe in 7 days we can have Dhamma talk in Lohamlet. This is almost finished, the great meditation hall. Every morning, after sitting meditation at the Transformation Meditation Hall, we go back to our room, and the morning air is very fresh, very pure. We can enjoy every in-breath and out-breath, every step we pose, we put on the land. We have nothing to be rushed. Nothing. You go back to your room. Every step is a joy, a peaceful moment in the present moment. Every step bring your mind back to the present moment. Peacefully enjoy the positive thing at that present moment. And bring you quite a lot of joy. In the evening too, or in the afternoon too, after sitting meditation, it's around 6 p.m. The atmosphere is already start to be dark, but the air is still pure and fresh. You can step. Every step is a joy. Every step is peaceful moment. And nourishing. I remember at the beginning of this year, at the Vietnamese New Year, it means Lunar New Year, the electricity was cut, and I had dizziness, vertigo, and nausea, and this lasts long. And every time I sit up, my head is make a lot of vertigo, dizziness. I cannot walk from my bed, from my room to the toilet. Impossible to make any step. I try my best, but I get hold of the wall and try to make every step is difficult. And people have to bring me a pot in order to have urinate in next to my bed. My head is make turning around, dizziness like that, and it lasts a week, several days, until more than a week. Yeah. But now I have no dizziness. I enjoy every step. I don't need to lean on any wall. And so I enjoy every step. Remember how horrible to have dizziness, and now I can walk relaxingly, correctly, beautifully. It's so wonderful. You only remember this day, and then you can enjoy every step peacefully, joyfully. then you can see that you are already very lucky. Today we continue to learn the sutra on good auspicious sign. In the 13th yata, 13th poem. To be far from sexual misconduct, anger and ignorance. It means to be far from sexual misconduct, anger and ignorance. To always practice in order to obtain right view, that is the greatest auspicious sign. Always practice in order to obtain right view, that is the greatest auspicious sign. Far away from sexual misconduct, anger and ignorance. Always practice in order to obtain right view. That is the greatest auspicious sign. In the original non-text, we always abandon the craving, especially sexual craving, every time that craving arises, as every time we feel confused, ignorance, we have to recognize it right away. You are there, my craving. You are there, my confusion and ignorance and not very clear in mind. I have to recognize it. And we train ourselves to see, thanks to all this practice, that we can see, have a right way, the right way to lead to right view. And then to the practice of Four Noble Truths, and we see that craving, anger, and ignorance are the main causes of many sufferings. So when we look into the suffering, we see the root of that, of some craving, some anger, some ignorance, and then you can see the way to go out of that path of ignorance, of anger, and of craving. And we can see the Four Noble Practices, no, on the eight noble path, correct practice. Eight noble correct practices. Back is eight. Eight noble correct practice. In Buddhism, we used to speak about three negative energy. We consider like three poison. First is craving, anger and ignorance, confusion, yeah. So these three energy used to destroy our body and our mind. And we cannot grow beautifully. These three craving, three energy are three kind of mental formation. Craving is one mental formation. Anger is one mental formation. Ignorance is one mental formation. And they are kind of energy, very negative and very poisonous. So there are some chemical, poisonous chemical, when they enter into the water, they make the water polluted. When they enter into the air, they make the air polluted. And the scientists, the politicians try to transform this chemical poison in order to avoid pollution. And now the global warmings, people detect that because there is too many kind of gases who can pollute it and can make a kind of greenhouse above our atmosphere, and so it make the our globe, our earth, heat. To be hit too much. And they discovered that because CO2 is a cause, one of the cause, and so they try to reduce the CO2 and try to hide on this CO2 under the earth. We know that the trees, the plants have the ability to absorb CO2. And can transform into a good thing. But because our forests are cut for living stock, raising of cattle, poultry, and so on, chicken, pork, pig, cat, cow, oxes, and so this industry can make a kind of chemical who can make a kind of green layer. A kind of not green layer, it means the layer like a greenhouse layer above our head and make a kind of the situation of greenhouse on our planet. We are like in greenhouse because enveloped by that kind of substance. And it make our planet warm very quick. Agriculture, when we plant our vegetable, our food, we also use a lot of chemical, and it's make polluted the river. The chemical of agriculture polluted lake, river, ocean. And also it makes our body polluted too. And industry also pour out quite a lot of chemical. And then using car is also pour out a lot of CO2, and then there's so many things, little of each, and then it's become too much, and then they all form that kind of the cover above our planet, and it's make the earth very hot, slow hot, and then on the iceberg will be dissolved. And then there is more water than is needed, and then so it's flood many parts of the earth, and they will have quite a lot of floods. And all these things, because a little bit of ish is a lot of pollution, a lot of destroying the environment. So, but in here, we speak about the poison in our mind. The poison in our mind is the craving, the anger, and the ignorance. These poison in our mind is very destructive too. Because of the craving, the ambitious, that we have war. We want to have a lot of, enough oil in order for our machinery of functioning, the whole country of us. So we are afraid not enough oil for our country, so we make war in order to control the oil production. And that is a big craving in the mind of a number of people who lead some nation, and then they cause craving, want to control, and then lead to war. And the fear is also destroyed a lot. The craving destroy a lot. Anger destroy a lot. Anger, if there is war, if there is terrorism, that because we are fearful, and they are not chemical, but the mental, physical, the mental poison, the mental chemical poisons, and it's very important because they destroy more than the physical chemicals. For instance, like the craving of sex, and then you see that's like the AIDS, HIV, and then on this disease transmitted by the sexual relation, then sexual relation with homosex and heterosex, then this AIDS have killed millions of people in Africa as well as in many other countries. The death invade millions of people. And the destruction of that because of HIV, AIDS, and contamination via the sexual relationship. So, keeping the third mindfulness training, we try to avoid that. Mindfully, carefully, we will not transmit this thing. So there is an atomic bomb who dropped on Hiroshima or Nagasaki. One bomb like that killed about 100,000 people, but AIDS disease killed millions of people. So don't think that physical, chemical is destroying our health. But the mental, chemical, it means anger, craving, also destroy millions of lives too. So we have to recognize that mental formation, that negative mental formation in us in order to transform them. And this gatha remind us to remember that every time there is a mental formation called craving, we must have the ability to recognize it because it has a lot of a very powerful destructive effect. And we have to use some way to discover it, transform it, and let it go peacefully. And the Buddha teach us, you know, very carefully. He said that only concentration and only mindfulness, you bring your mind back to the present moment. Look deep in the present moment and you see, you recognize that that is mindfulness. And then you have concentration to look deep, to concentrate, to see clearly. And then you see the way out, I mean, inside. So, for instance, you look, you see that that water is a little bit, people say that is poisonous, but you are too thirsty. And you say that, well, it's better not to drink, even you are thirsty, but not to drink. Even when you are very thirsty, and there's very good water, a little bit pink in color, and people say that it's very poisonous, it's dangerous. But as you are thirsty, well, let's try. And then after that, too late. So it's refrain from when you have that mental formation, recognize it, and refrain, look deep in order to transform that. So, if there is a agitation in us, we have the tendency, we want to do some violent act. And then you have to recognize it. And you say that here is a violent mental formation in me. I know that when I become violent like that, I can destroy a lot of things. And so I try to understand. I have to avoid, but in order to avoid, you need to understand. And when you understand, and then you feel that your violence will disappear. So there is quite a number of antidote that we can make use in order to transform that poisonous mental formation. And you are a practitioner, it's very, very appropriate for you to train yourself in order to use the transform. You need to train a lot of mindfulness, a lot of habit to go back to the present moment, look deep into the positive, try to get out of the negative. That is the mental formation called mindfulness, and the concentration, the mental formation called insight, and then you can go out from your difficulty to transform the poison in your mind. So the environmentalists, they are trying their best to find a solution to stop the pollution of the outside environment, planet. But inside of ourselves, we have a lot of poison pollution to be transformed. So mindfulness is the key for you to bring your mind back to the present moment, recognize that is positive, that is neutral, that is negative. That is negative. I need to look deep in order to go out of that situation of thinking, go out of that negative mental formation. In Buddhism, we see that the happiness and the suffering enter all. The flower and the garbage enter all. When we have a difficult situation, that is kind of a garbage. If you look deep, you can transform into a flower. It means you can go out. You're full of understanding, forgiveness, and then garbage will become flower. But if sometimes you love somebody, but because that love, you do not know how to live mindfully and to water the good part of that love, and then in a few years it become a hate. And then if a love can become a hate can become a love too. Everything is impermanent. If we know how to make use of all the garbage in order to make good manure, in order to feed the flower, to make the flower stronger and beautiful, And so, like, people think of how to keep the CO2 in a safe place in order to transform. So we too, we need to keep in reserve a number of mindfulness. But mindfulness is, you need to train every second, every minute of your daily life. And then every act, every look, every word, you can do it in mindfulness, and you can avoid the negative part, and you increase the positive part. So, in life, in people outside of the practice center, they have a number of laboratory, and where they can transform the poisonous chemical into a good chemical. So you too, you can sit. Here is a practice center, is your laboratory. So you try to look deep a number of your negative habits, and trying to find a way to get out every time it arises. When the craving start to be burned, you can see that you can see that you are burned and it's difficult. And at that moment you can do everything who cause damage. So don't wait until that fire of craving or that fire of anger are already there. You have to see the sign. If you are a person who is easily angry, so try to look deep when you are not angry. And so when you start to be angry like that, what sign? And you prevent it before before the flame of anger is manifest. And so that is, mindfulness is for that. You are mindful of what happened. And even the little sign of the coming manifestation, you know right away, and you know how to stop in time before the fire of anger manifests, or before the fire of craving manifests. And so sometimes you can invite the mental formation of no desire, no craving. And so next time when there is some sign that the manifestation of craving is about to be manifest, and then invite your no craving mental formation. When the craving of one person, is manifesting, is dangerous. But if the collective anger, the collective craving manifests, is terrible. And when the angry collective anger manifests, is terrible. And you want to beat, you want to do terrible thing, and nobody can stop it. And how the scientists can do in order to face that fire of anger? War is the result of that fire of craving and anger, collective fire of craving and collective fire of anger. The fire of anger is also terrible. But don't wait until you have big anger. Try to think of which kind of drop of compassion you can make extinct that fire of anger. So the statue of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of great compassion, that person always have one part of word of compassion, and another hand, that Bodhisattva have a willow branch, and the willow branch deep into the word of compassion, and then the Bodhisattva spread everywhere, and every corner need only one drop, and it's calmed down the fire of anger. So that is the miracle of the practitioner. When you start to practice mindfulness, Buddhism, you need to have that ability to recognize and to prepare many drops of compassion when you are about to see that fire of anger. And so you prepare many drops of compassion in advance. And when it arises, the fire of anger arises, you know how to make use, how to call, how to gather on this drop of compassion. And the practitioner must know that when the fire of craving arises, then you know how to do to stop it, by which antidote, in order to stop it. The five anger, what kind of antidote for anger to extinct that fire. So in order to face the chemical, they need a laboratory to study. And in the training of your mind to be wonderful, beautiful, and great, you need a laboratory, a practice center, in order to come there 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, in order to train yourself, in order to extinct on this fire of craving, of anger, of jealousy, of fear, etc. So in that Vyatas, to be far from sexual misconduct, far from anger, far from ignorance, to always recognize your view and look deep in order to have right view, that is the greatest auspicious sign. That is the meaning. It means you try to have a right view. Your view is always partial. Try to be peaceful and calm and listen to others in order to have other view of that reality, of that event, in order to have a right view. And the best way to have right view is deep listening in order to understand and to see other part of the event in order to have the right view. We have the ability to train ourselves every time there is a craving arise in you. You recognize it right away and try to get out of that situation. Look deeper into that mental formation in you and to go out. So you train yourself to realize to have the right view on the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path. In the sutra, they used to put the word in Sanskrit, Arya. You You have to look deep in order to see really inside, to see deeply. Anya is wonderful. There is the truth. Wonderful truth. Look deep in order to see the total wonderful truth. So, vulnerable truth is suffering, the cause of suffering, the end of suffering, and the way to lead you to the end of suffering. And so the Four Noble Truths, but in order the way to lead you to the end of suffering is the Eightfold Path. Sometimes people translate by eight correct practices. You eight correct practices enter are in order to lead you out of the situation of suffering or difficulty. And so we do it for ourselves, and we also can see it in collective consciousness of the of society. People used to say that the power of destruction of the bomb of the chemicals, but nobody spoke about the big power of destruction in your mind. Because the big power of destruction from of the world is come always from the big power of the destruction from your mind, the mind of a number of leaders. And the number of the mind of leader is the coming together with collective consciousness of the whole society. The whole society like that lead you to have such a leader, and such a leader will lead the nation to go that. So nowadays, the eight disease have killed millions of people because people do not practice that training on sexual conduct. There are children who are just born and have that HIV positive, and they are only the coming together with many negative conditions of their parents. So we try to translate that in order to be closer to the original text, know how to be far from the craving and how to observe and transform the ignorance and the craving, and in order to have a clear look on the Eightfold Path. That is the best auspicious. This is the auspicious sign. To be far away from, in the Eightfold Path, there is right view. The view without discrimination, the total view. The view have no hindrance behind. In the view who can lead you to the direction of great understanding and great compassion. And in the Eightfold Path, there is right view, there is right species, there is a right action, right livelihood, etc. And on these things, all these things have been helped by the insight way, insight. You train yourself in order to see the Eightfold Path. keep on passes right view, right thinking, right speeches, right action, right livelihood, right, etc. So, right view. Kiến. Kiến is Sino Vietnamese. Chan is right. That was his Tuệ. That right view is also inside Tuệ. If you practice a lot of sitting still, working in a stillness, doing things in stillness, and you cultivate more concentration, more insight, and you can have that deep look, clear understanding, the understanding without discrimination, the understanding without the any discrimination, no craving, no anger, that is insight. That is prajna paramita. Prajna is also great understanding. And who can bring you from the shore of suffering to the shore of understanding and liberation. And so the first one is right view, and second one is right thinking. Right thinking is what? You think based on the right view. It means you think without discrimination, no dualism, and then no craving, of course. And if you think in the correct way like that, based on the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, and understanding love, then you arrive to the right species. Right species, it means the speech where you open your mouth, you look deep, and you speak thoroughly, mindfully, compassionately, full of understanding. And then you arrive to the next is right action. Right action is an action without discrimination, without abuse, etc. And then lot of understanding and love, compassion. And then we arrive to right diligence, and then you continuously train yourself to have that, and then you have the right livelihood. Livelihood is where you have a job to make your own living, but that job should not go against all the things. That job will not bring you to do many destructive things, and your job will not cause you to have a lot of bad action. And so your job should not destroy the environment, should not bring you to kill, to lie, to do many things against of your path of beauty. So that is livelihood. And having right view, you have right thinking, right speeches, right action, right livelihood, and then you have right diligence. Diligence is you try to put, and then we arrive to right mindfulness. Right mindfulness, and then bring your mind to the present moment. Look deeply what is negative, is positive. Make flourish the positive thing, transform the negative thing. And then when you have when you have right mindfulness, you arrive to right concentration, and then you look deep, you see deeper and deeper, and you have right insight again. So it's make the totality of eightfold path, or sometimes people translate by eight correct practices. So we must know that the heart of our practice is the three kind of training is mindfulness, concentration, and insight. They call it three learning, or three training, or three, I don't know, three kind of trainings. Powerful mindfulness will lead you to powerful concentration. When you have powerful concentration, you can see, have deep insight. Your mind, your view will be very clear, full of light, of understanding, of compassion. And so having that deep insight, you will think correctly, you speak correctly, you will act correctly, you will have a right job, you will have, and so the teaching, the heart of the teaching of the Buddha is these three three training. Smriti is mindfulness. Samadhi is concentration, and prajna is deep insight. And so how we can put into practice that every second, every minute of your life, in order to protect yourself, your family, your society, your planet. You have to live in a way that you are aware of what happened in your mind and your body. First is the craving in you. You have to see clearly when your craving can arise. And then you can see clearly when your anger used to arise. And then you produce in the practice center, is a laboratory for you to find a way to uproot, to transform these negative chemical in you, negative energy, craving, anger, ignorance in you. And how we can train yourself so that you can have a very clear view about how to practice eight correct practices in your daily life. You go to the next gathas, the 14. To know how to let go of unwholesome career, have the capacity to apply the Dharma into your daily life, to pursue the ideal worth pursuing, that is the greatest auspicious sign. Unwholesome career, a kind of unwholesome work that is not good. Even that career can bring you a lot of money, a lot of fame, but this job can destroy the environment, can destroy the society. Silently is very dangerous, but people do not notice. But if you practice mindfulness, you know that career is very, very very unwholesome. So you have to have the courage to stop it. There is a man who is very wealthy. And every year he can have a lot of income, billion of money, of dollars. And they know that he know that the product of his factory bring a lot of money. And so you cannot stop. Like if you invest in action, you invest in industry of making weapons, it bring a lot of money. If you can sell a lot of weapons to this country for them to kill, of course you say that for protect themselves, and then you can have a lot of money. United States as well as many countries in Europe can have many factories who make weapons. And weapons sometimes is small scale and big scale, like a fighter plane, and so that bring a lot of money, and then you invest in these companies. So United States, French, UK, they cannot abandon on this industry of weapon. Germany too. Germany make very good fighter plane. Why children in poor country, hungry country, they open their hand with their plate for receiving some rice, some bread, something to eat, but they have nothing. They can wait many hours without having something to eat. But the money, instead of buying rice for them, some country buy weapons, and even you invest, you create good weapons in order to fight. And what are the craving of the leadership of this country in ask them to buy weapons instead of buying food for the children, for the hunger people? Know how to let go unwholesome career. If you don't know what happened, if the people have no mindfulness and don't know what happened, what your government have done, you are building the economy of your country, but on the economy of your country, on the suffering of other country, you have to see clearly, you have to know what happened. Mindfulness is you know what happened. And you have to present what happened. If no, things like that will continue. The teaching that we learn, how we have to put into practice in your dailies. If you only speak intellectually with your knowledge and without putting into practice, that is no use. That is why we call apply Buddhism. How we apply Buddhism in the way that can transform the negative energy in you, like craving, like anger, like fear, like doubt. It must be very concrete. Buddhism is for you to go out of your difficulty, but if you are not concrete, what is the use to learn a lot of knowledge about Buddhism? we start by mindfulness. Mindfulness, bring your mind to the present moment, to look deep and to recognize the suffering, the difficulty in you, and look deep in order to see the nature, the root of that state of your mind, and then you will have a right view of what happened, and you try to put into practice that way to lead you out of the situation. The politician, the businessman, they have their own suffering difficulties. We must recognize I remember that the first time I learned, I tried to lead a retreat for business people, and so I have to learn a lot. Before that, I made a lot of research. I wrote to a number of my student practitioners who are businessmen and give me a number of their difficulties. And in order, I look deep in order in which way I can help. And I also request them to write what is their success, their difficulties, their difficulties. And so I look deep in order to add the retreat. I know how to present in the way to mention a number of difficulties. They all have it, in order to show the way out. And there are a number of businessmen wrote to me after the retreat, and he said that, "Dear Thai, the retreat reserved for business person helped us a lot, helped me especially a lot. And I have a chance to look back into my life and my success, my suffering, and then the way and the effectiveness continue to affect me and help me for several months after the retreat, and I have more and more insight, and I know how to handle well my life much better than in the past." Just a very short retreat like that, but for many months, a few years now from now, I'm still benefit from that retreat. And so thanks to that we try to put on this teaching in one book called Power, The Art of Power. And that book has been very well sold in many countries, Korea, United States. Yeah. And that is a kind of Buddhism. Apply Buddhism in the dailies for business people. But and in Vietnam it's become also best bestseller too. That is the book. The bestseller is Anger in Vietnam. Yeah. That is good news, because people are so angry and they need to buy anger. So they bought Anger book. The Anger book is the bestseller in Vietnam now. Also in United States, in Korea, in many countries. Anger anger appear in United States at the right moment, just after 9/11/2001. And it was very helpful, and a lot of people read in Korea. In a year, they sold more than 1 million copies. In Vietnam, they sold very well too. In this book, there's many methods to help you to face the fire of anger in people. That is applied Buddhism. We have organized retreat to psychotherapist. The first psychotherapist retreat was organized in Colorado, and after that we organized in everywhere, in France, in Germany, in many countries. What the Buddha taught about our mind, how to help to master our mind, transform our mind, pacify our mind, etc. Thanks to the teaching of Buddhist psychology, I make use in order to help on these retreatants. And after this retreat, and after many of retreat about, we have the book Understanding Our Mind. Understanding Our Mind, that is a condensation of many retreat for psychotherapists. We also have retreat for policemen and those who take care of the prisoner, judge. That retreat was held in Madison, Wisconsin State, United States. I remember that before that retreat, I learned a lot. I have to learn what are the difficulties of policemen, what are the difficulties of lawyer who or judge about all this situation. And I learned that there is every year in I think in San Francisco or something in California state, about 300 person commit suicide by their own guns. Maybe you look superficially, you see that a policeman can wear a very wonderful uniform, it looks very, very respectful. But you look deep and you see that even with your guns, you cannot resolve your suffering. And many policemen kill himself or herself with the guns. And it was reported that the policeman and woman who kill herself or himself with the guns, is the number of suicide in that way is bigger than the policeman and woman who have been killed by accident during their work. And so I also have to learn. And I try to share in that way that the policeman, American policeman, very tall, very powerful, beautiful uniform, but they have to train to walk mindfully, peacefully, relax himself, relax herself, in order to be more humble. We have one Dharma teacher who has the name Cherry Mapo. She was a policewoman, and she practiced about 20 years with Plum Village. She can put the training in Plum Village to be a very good policewoman, and she's done a good job in her work. And we have a retreat for a school teacher. So that school teacher will not suffer when children are violent and don't know how to do with them. So the school teacher need to train herself or himself to be very peaceful, mindful, loving, listen deeply, and try to face with difficult pupils. So our European Institute of Applied Buddhism we have all these courses, this training for many people, like those who just lose their beloved one, have a great loss of someone, or those who are dying, those who are about to marry, those who are prepared to have a partnership. She or he must know how to handle her body and her mind, and how to look deeply and to take good care of the body and mind of her partner, his partner, and so they can do their relationship, their partnership will be a success. And so that is Applied Buddhism. This headquarter of that European Institute, its headquarter is in Germany, but Plum Village, or in many center of Plum Village, we call that is a branches of European Institute Applied Buddhism, because any kind of Buddhism you must put into practice properly, put into practice, apply Buddhism. It's only true Buddhism. Nâng cần tu ability to practice and to put into practice. And to put into practice what you learn to practice in your dailies. Thường sự ư ca sơ Chinese. Thường. Sự here mean letter. Mean also. Lý tưởng. It's been ideal of service. To his ideal of service. To have the capacity to apply what you learn in your daily life. To have an idea of service that you can put into practice. You will not lose your time. What you see that is beautiful, idea, the most idealistic, that you can invest on your being in that, and you do it. You only do what you feel that is worth of idea of service. You will not accept to do everything. You do everything and you get dispersed. You only look deep, you see which is the most important for you to serve, and then you really put into practice that relaxingly, joyfully, beautifully, profoundly. So that is the most auspicious sign. There's two more. Gata will learn all now. The 15. To serve all living beings, to produce a mind with great loving kindness, to nourish love in order to bring peace to the world. That is the greatest auspicious sign. Now we go back to the original Chinese text. Nhất thiết vì thiên hạ. Nhất thiết means every, I think. Vì thiên hạ. Every or all. So, for all living beings, because we are the continuation of the Buddha, we must produce the compassion of the Buddha again and put the great compassion of the Buddha manifest everywhere, wherever there is no compassion. Where there is compassion, you will not suffer. If your compassion, your love is like a peanut, you cannot be happy. When your love is greater than the peanut, more your love is great, more you are less unhappy. To serve all living, to produce a mind with great loving kindness, to nourish love in order to bring peace to the world, that is the greatest auspicious sign. We must produce great compassion, great loving kindness for all being, all living beings. That is worth to be called Maha Maitri, Maha Karuna. That is bodhicitta, is the mind of understanding and the mind of love. So the mind of understanding and the mind of love is go, these two minds go together. So the mind of loving kindness is a mind of understanding and one. We must have the bodhicitta, the mind of understanding and love, in order to be the real continuation of the Buddha. The bodhicitta by the E here. Tu nhân an chúng sanh thì sẽ tích in the text in Han Dynasty and Tang Dynasty, the word nhân. He tried to write it down, I think. That is two. Young. Two, literally, usually I translate my practice. Young is human. And is pacified. Junction is living being. But in the Han Dynasty, they put Nhân like that, not like below. So some teacher translate by nourishing love. But I think deeply now, you use the word nhân for human. We nourish human. Instead of nourished compassion. Because if a human can be successful, and other species on earth will benefit. Instead of use the word nhân like a compassion, you use the nhân like human beings. So you have to build up good human beings so that if a human being is great, and then every other living beings benefit, because the human beings is less beautiful every day, and we have to restore the beautiful human beings. The people nowadays, human beings now, have a lot of wounds. They do not play the role of the big brother of other species on earth. Human beings destroy the earth a lot and destroy a lot of other species. And so we have to reconstruct the human beings. So tu nhân here, I would choose to use the word human beings instead of nhân, like nhân từ. Nhân từ means compassion. So I think that I want to rebuild the human beings. So that on this own other species can have a more wonderful continuation. The elephant, the bird, the fish, they can enjoy if human beings are rebuilt properly, and other species will benefit. So I want to keep that human beings, rebuild the human beings. We translate by to rebuild a human beings, so that other species on earth will benefit from that wonderful human beings. That is the greatest auspicious sign. Is the greatest auspicious sign. It means our angel of service, we have a big determination to have great understanding in order to rebuild human beings to be beautiful, loving, full of light. Understand, light of understanding and peace. And so you will build the whole society. So that is also not very different from Confucianism. They said that the tongue, it means you practice with your body, your mind, and then take what Teya, teya, you take care of your family, and then you take care of your society, and you take care of the whole world. You take care of yourself, you take care of your family, you take care of your society, your nation, humanity. The Linji master, our root teacher, said that a human being is very important. He's not that God, he's not that superpower people, it's you who must be that superpower person. You must reveal yourself. You have to take care properly your body and your mind in a healthy way, in a good direction, is what Linji, our true teacher, said. And this idea is clearer in the last gatha, the last poem, the 16. Jiya ku teyang is a wise people living in society. Thường tập các tường hành. Always put into practice auspicious sign. Wise one, those who have great understanding and love. You practice in order to have more understanding and more love. Those who practice to train yourself to be a wise person, you have to produce your own auspicious sign. Don't wait until auspicious sign to come to you. You create auspicious sign. Some people ask the Buddha, auspicious sign mean in the sky there is a cloud with white color, or a turtle with etc. And the Buddha said that is from outside. It's you have to create auspicious sign for yourself. For people around you, don't wait. Don't look at the cloud with five colors, and that is an auspicious sign. The wise person live in this world should not wait until good auspicious come to you. You have to create your own auspicious sign. And so, Buddhism is a real humanist ground, very useful for us. Great morality for people. The ethics. When the Brahman hear what the Buddha taught, he is very happy. They are very happy and they said that, "Dear Buddha, you are really rare wise person. And allowed us to become your student and take the five mindfulness training and to become your disciple." And all of them become disciple of the Buddha. That's all. So we finish one sutra. Next week we will read other sutras.